Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
You just have a hottest show on the internet. It's Greg the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international
hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Anybody remember motherfucking Honeymoon? To the Moon, Alice, to the Moon. Yeah, been there. All right, check this out, people. This is Wednesday, not recent. I don't know what I was typing, you know what I'm saying? But presents to the Moon. And I mean to the Moon, damn it. Shit. You got a couple questions I'll be asking, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day. You know, first, has anybody ever seen a close-up of the moon from the ground? You know, just, you know, yeah, I know you're like, well, how can I do that? Well, duh, you got to have some goddamn kind of magnification device. Do you own or know someone that owns a telescope or high-powered lens? You know, so basically we're going to do a science day today, and we're going to talk about some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Some weird shit, man. And that's the title of the show, you know what I'm saying, as I go. Last night, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what I was doing. I got a high-powered little camera, a little digital camera, you know what I'm saying? It's got like the 2000 Digital X on it. And I sat up there, and I aimed it towards the moon, and I was just playing around, you know what I'm saying? I'm out there smoking, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Having a good time, smoking and toking. And don't blame it on the weed, people. Don't blame it on the weed. So I had the smart idea, the little brainiac idea. I said, well, let me go ahead and see what happens if I beam the camera straight up to the moon, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, shit. See if I can see on the damn surface. I beam the camera up there, people. I'm encouraging not to do that. I will personally encourage you not to do that. That shit freaked me the fuck out. And I don't mean freak me the hell out. I mean freak me the hell out. To the point where I don't give a damn what's on the moon. I can give a damn of aliens, goddamn Smurfs up on that mug. I don't give a shit. That was too weird for me. But I'm looking for people who are out there, you know what I'm saying, if you got a telescope. If you got a telescope, you're going to look to the moon, or you got a high-powered camera with, you know, a high-powered lens on it, and you're going to look to the moon. What has been your effects? You know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125, all the way live. Captain Smell So Good is in the building, you know what I'm saying? Waiting on my co-host, Mr. Sayonai. You know what I'm saying? All the way from the Netherlands. And konnichiwa, bitches. You know what I'm saying? All my peoples out there. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. It's what we do here. Just, left my homeboy E. Moore. I had to go and pull the pistol on this nigga, man. Damn. Got to pull the pistol just to get some music from artists. What kind of shit is that? What the shit is that? You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Shout out my dog doing the midnight fix over there and hanging out, you know, doing that thing. But, you know, over here, Regular Game Radio, we you know, we're strictly independent artists. That's all we play here, you know what I'm saying? We play nothing commercial. Unless it's some old throwback Milli Vanilli or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And that was fake music anyways. So there you go. Big up to Jamie Barnes. She just recently friended your boy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. Thank you. You know, say shouts out to my homie.
Timmy!
He riding out with us, you know. And this is what we do here. This is Wednesday, Wednesday. We basically talk about anything. That the way that this show runs, we give you education, you know what I'm saying? We give you some music. We give you chances to basically vent, you know what I'm saying? We welcome prank callers, you know what I'm saying? Scallywags, bitch niggas that just want to call up because they ain't got nothing else to do. Stink assholes out there who ain't got nothing else to do. Basically, yeah, we look for all the dirty people. You know what I'm saying? It's the dirty show. We look for all, welcome all the dirty people out there. You know what I'm saying? All the politically incorrect peoples. You know what I'm saying? Intelligent life forms. You're welcome to this show. Because you will be educated. You know what I'm saying? That's real. That's what we do here. And we play nothing but hits. You know what I'm saying? This is a radio show, but we don't play, you know, just music all back to back to back to back. I hit like three songs like I'm feeling do, and then, you know, we get back into it. But what I am welcoming people to do is if you got a camera tonight, don't do this to the motherfucking sun. And I guess that was the problem because the moon is just as bright as the sun, people. If you didn't know that, you need to know that. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, then how can you see the moon so clearly and you can see the sun so clearly during the daytime if it's light outside? So you can't. Well, it's dark outside. That's why you can see it. Well, motherfucker, it's light outside during the daytime. How the fuck can you see the sun? Yeah, the high illumination. And, yeah, so, you know, nighttime, take a camera, borrow a friend's camera, and do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you got to try it once. But I'm telling you now, don't have your face all down close to the camera. To me, I felt like I was blinded. Like the light is so powerful, you know what I'm saying, that it really blinded me. I was blown like mud, people. It blew my high. It blew my high. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I'm good, though. So we're going to get into a quick song right here. Don't forget at the top of the hour, we got the Nutty News. Nutty News of the hour, you know what I'm saying, bringing you news from around the world. And I mean the world. And this is a smoking if you got them session up in here. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and play my homeboy some good smoke music. You know what I'm saying? Give y'all some good smoke music. And that's how we start this thing off. This your boy Smells So Good. And Jet Set. And this is called Pass the Blunt. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't, I don't know what the you was doing like that way. You know what I'm saying?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the ballers, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, toking, thinking my life as I puff, puff, pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing the shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff, puff, pass and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack powder and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen, and with a puff of the drove, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good. Yo.
With a fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step on for me and pass the toast. I told you before, so pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat.
You know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Coming out with that remix, pass the drink. You know what I'm saying? One time my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good. You know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to pop, it's time to pop.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to pop, it's time to pop.
Pass the blunt, pass the reef, pass the bone.
Pass the blunt.
Finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's a green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phillies. You can roll it in White Isles, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. So pass the blunt, pass the blunt, it's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt, it's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt, it's time to pop up, it's time to pop up. So pass the blunt, pass the blunt, it's time to pop up, it's time to pop up.
So many girls, I'm so confused. They're making it so hard for me to choose. Got a feeling it's hard to leave, and she really wants to get to me. But I've got to tell her no, so she won't let go. I've got sharing, everything needs, saying that she wants the best of me. I can't let them know that they're driving me wild, no. It's funny how they all say these days, saying that they want to be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. And I want to play by the rules and tell when she's the one for me. But there are so many girls out there. Just look at all these girls, making it hard for me. Fighting my world and my fantasy. Just look at all these girls, they're driving me wild. Me. It's like she is too good for me, but let's keep this on the low, that after I had let her go, I've got wonder showering me with riches that you got from her, baby. I can let them know that they're driving me wild, no. It's funny how they all say these days, saying that they want to be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. And I want to play by the rules and tell when she's the one for me. But there are so many girls out there. Just look at all.
Yeah, that's my homeboy right there. That's Mr. Nando. Mr. Nando was on the show, you know what I'm saying? The son of a bitch Stood Me Up twice, though, featured in the artist Friday, you know what I'm saying? But because I like his motherfucking music, that's the only reason why I keep playing his shit. But, yeah, other than that, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't get no love around here. But any independent artist out there, you know what I'm saying, whatever you may have, you know what I'm saying, whether it's some spoken word, you know, some written poetry, some rap, singing, country, bluegrass, jazz, you know, I don't give a damn. Send it to me. And we play it up here on the show, you know what I'm saying? WDGE Radio@gmail.com. You can check me out all over the internet. I would just suggest you Google DJ Smell So Good if you're really interested. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? You can go to, like, the common places, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on all that old kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And you can check out the shows live from most of those spots, too. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to actually be logged on to blogtalkradio.com. Actually, that's WDGE Radio. You know, I got many of places you can go to check out the show. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. But this show is based out of Tampa, Florida. If anybody was interested, better sign us up in here, 813, you know what I'm saying, home of the...
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
So let's talk about me. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to New Walk. You know what I'm saying? New Walk, New Jersey. I know she's like, God damn, that nigga country is hell, but yeah, that's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of a little poetry, since I came off my homeboy E's show, you know what I'm saying? He played a song, he played a song, and I told him that a friend of mine wrote a song, did a little poem, similar to the dude that he played. So I'm going to play that. This is Miss Q. It's called Play Me a New Song. The brother that wrote the poem say he wants to hear an American poem. I want to hear an American poem. Which, you know what I'm saying, when you start hearing this, you'll be like, oh, okay, I can hear where the influence came from. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Miss Q and Miss Naj of We Lit Inc., We Lit Incorporation, currently out on tour right now. You know what I'm saying? They're on a 3-month tour. Matter of fact, at the end of the song, I'm going to end up calling their ass up and seeing where the hell they at, see if they answer the phone. And if they do, we'll get it in. All right, so y'all check this out. Shouts out to everybody up there, up north. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
The passion you get when you're looking for some real shit song. If I get hungry enough, I go out and steal that shit. Sing a new song. I want to hear a new song. Not about the dread that twists up locks with shells and bees but never smokes weed. Or the smoke with dreads. Who doesn't know the difference between the twist in his hand or the twist on his head? Always screaming about Sincerely and ganja, and don't know the first medicinal use of marijuana. I want to hear a new song about a thug whose first love was for comic books. Sing with the passion you get. You're looking for some real shit song. If I get hungry enough, I go out and steal that shit. Sing a new song. The one that plays when you turn down the volume, when you stop dancing for dollars. I want to hear about the Denali you still live at home with your mama, or the Escalade and the paper plate. Sing a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to sort it and makes it fantasy, but that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. Tell me how any one person can make $1 million. Somebody else has to eat out of the garbage. I want to hear a new song about a big business that won't get rich on the ignorant. One where the poor won't get poor because they couldn't read the fine print. And the chorus line, can we get some hints as to who said epidemics? Is it the same man who gave the poor man sentiments and controlled substances? provision than to seek employment. Who said the consequences of the first-time offender gave us a lifetime of imprisonment? And maybe the hook could tell me, hey man, what's in that needle y'all stuck in my arm? I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing with me a new song, and don't just fall in a choir, because as soon as church is out, some of them go stopping by for a shot of the Sunday special. They go from the altar, tossing a praise, thanking God. They came from the brown bag to the cognac. I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source and it makes it fantasy. But that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. And then I'll rejoice. Rise as a loud, as a rolling sea. Make it worthy of the listening sky.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you a cheating. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. This ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night, so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
I introduce you to my love child, Miss Mary Jane. live up in the building, man. This is Wreck of the Game Radio, a.k.a. WDGE Radio. Straight out the south, all the way across the world. And I mean the world. Big ups to all my Dutch folks out there, you know what I'm saying, down in the Netherlands, man. That's how we do it. And we stay into it, you know what I'm saying? Hold on for my homeboy, Goofy.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the...
Gosh, shit, smell it, smell it.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you've got a problem with that, then you'll see...
Annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Now, you know one thing, people, you got to watch out when you're using your cameras. Especially with that high-speed digital zoom. I fucking around and zoomed in on this ugly dude, man. And I was just zooming and fucking around. He caught my camera. Oh, Lord, Jesus. I tell you, it was a scary sight, people. I mean, ugly people up close is wow. I mean, man. Yeah. From afar, you know what I'm saying? It's like looking at a chick, you know what I'm saying? From afar, then you get up on it, you be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was my homeboy. Oh, man. Hey, hold on.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the F&A&R Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen out, we're supposed to play Scott Sediva.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, shouts out to Miss Mouth, man. Y'all check out the Miss Mouth Times. Matter of fact, let me drop that. Everybody can check that out. www.themissmouthtimes.com. And subscribe to the newsletter. My homegirl, she do a nice newsletter. What you talk about, you know, folks in the industry, you know what I'm saying? A couple of indie artists and stuff like that, give them exposure. But October 3rd, down here in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, at Club Nouveau, this is the second time she's doing it for the artists. It's called the fucking A&R Independent Artist Seminar. And what it is just, you know, we're getting all the artists together because it's a big problem down here. These dumbass artists act like they don't know how to, you know, break their records or get their music into the clubs or sell their music, you know what I'm saying, and they're crying and shit. So It brought us up to, you know, where it showed us it's a need, apparently, for seminars. And like I told Ms. Mal, you need to do this shit, you know, every 3 to 6 months, you know what I'm saying, at least twice a year to really educate the artists, you know what I'm saying, on the music industry. Because these artists, you know what I'm saying, they getting fooled by the MTV and the VH1 and the BET interpretation of what an artist is supposed to be. But then when they start, you know, but they don't understand, you got to pay dues. You got to put your grind in, you got to pay dues. I don't care if you got a hot song fresh out the studio that you feel is hot and the two other niggas that was sitting up in the studio thought it was hot. That ain't got nothing to do with how it's going to, you know, reflect on the world and how the world going to accept it. And that's the whole thing. You got to make worldly music. You can't just make music for Florida. You can't just make music for New Jersey. You can't just make music for the Netherlands. You can't just make music for Texas. You can't just make music for your neighborhood. Because your neighborhood ain't going to go to the stores and buy your shit out the damn store. You know what I'm saying? So you got to cater to people that's actually going to be interested in going to buy your shit off out of the store or give you the digital download by buying your shit off of iTunes or something like that. So when I'm actually going to be on the panel, and I'm going to be cussing their ass out, though. I don't like independent artists. I love them. You know what I'm saying? I don't like them. I love them. And that's why I talk to them like I'm their motherfucking daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm responsible for Breaking Plies record down here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Then they're personally responsible for that, me and my homeboy DJ Party Time and my dog Gemini. And currently breaking my own artist, Miss Janu, a.k.a. Miss Janu the Princess. And that's what it's all about. That's what being a DJ all about, a producer, or whatever you got to do in the industry. You know what I'm saying? You need to stick to your craft, though. And that is the reason for us having the panels and having the meetings, you know what I'm saying, so we can really, you know, help the artists get to another step, stop getting raked over the coals when y'all go signing up the Scratch and Sniff Records, you know what I'm saying, or Ram You Up the Ass Productions, you know, because y'all want to sit up there and just hurry up and get signed. Oh, I'm signed. Look at me. Look, signed what? You just signed your damn life away for 2 years so somebody can sit you down and steal your creativity. Yeah. And so this is what we'll be covering. Also be giving out the Indie Band Survival Guide. If nobody ever heard of that, it's an actual free guide, but I'll just be making some copies of it to hand a couple of copies out. Other than that, you know, you can find that online. Just, you know, do any kind of search. And it's called the Indie Band Survival Guide. And, I mean, it really, it gives you a nice breakdown. The band that was involved, you know, basically they already went through the hassles and the downfalls, pitfalls, and all this kind of stuff. And basically what they did was made a survival guide to basically steer you in the right direction not to do that as an artist. So they give you a cheat sheet. It's like a cheat sheet, but a lot of artists don't know about it. So that's why I'll be giving it, handing it out. All right? Coming right back after this, man, I got some more info for you. This is my homeboy Grindsman right here. This is Mati Madagan. Yeah.
No girls for no to stand up for them, you know. I get crazy in time them see a man, you know. And them get hot in time them see a man. I want thing me I tell us, brag upon them, man. Box upon them. Watch out. 24-1-7-10, too long. You not stop mad, your matey, all direction. 24-1-7-10, too long. You not stop mad, your matey, all direction. Matey, mad again. New brand dress, I kill them. Matey, mad again. Brand new shoes, they match them. Matey, mad again. New hairstyle, they test them. Matey, mad again. Can't give you no problem. Your mate, I try test, but your mate already. Because your mate, no, she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want time for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman a house, so you ever ready. Ya wash a you a cook, I keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. Come matey's a girl when him can't go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him ask you forgive. And you know for your matey a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her cause everything him a give. Matey mad again, new brand shoes a kill them. Matey mad again, new hairstyle to match them. Matey mad again, brand new frock a kill them. Matey mad again, new brand dress to match them. Him buy you a house pan a nice piece of land. The cure your matey wanna cure out she program. She not get nothing. She's like a bag of ban. I wish she just a do, she just a run down your man. I you your man love and no want another one. Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That same premise you are the loving woman. A little later him put the ring on your hand. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. A serious thing to take a girl man. Cause them the type of living is outer. And every boy have a stick out a bush now, man. So why the girl that can go look a next man. Every time them get
get up a full round of sleeper, man. But tell your mate, say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. The coffee you make come in like a rang bang. 24-1-7 takes too long. In a stock, man, you meet the all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. In a stock, man, you meet the all direct. Meet him mad again, brand new shoes and kill them. Meet him new brand new style to match them. Meet him mad again, brand new dress and kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. At sequins you wear and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't buy then. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why men know you a give them problem. 24-1-7 too long. In a stock, man, you meet the all direction. 24-1-7 take too long. In a stock, man, you meet the all direction. Meet is a girl, she not easy one.
Point blank music.
Sipping on this Hennessy. Can't keep my mind straight. FOSS. The boss. Let's go.
Sipping on this Hennessy. Sipping on this
Tennessee, sipping on this Tennessee, sipping on this Tennessee, for the time, sipping on this Tennessee, my mind, sipping on this Tennessee, smoking counting figures, thinking to myself, fuck wrong with these niggas, they talk that hustle shit, but they ain't really with it, y'all make it hard for real niggas, that's out here trying to get it. I put my life into it, I'm talking my all, man. And it's gon' stay that way, until my dying day. My nine is like my mind, and I can't keep it straight. Ain't going at you rappers, not the top, that's my aim. I feel that way cause I done been through the struggle and pain. Life ain't nothing promised, tomorrow may be my last day. So I keep it solid, power come with knowledge. And can't no other man block it, cause only I can stop it.
Grace, nigga. I drinks like a fish, yeah, he's sucking down these fifths. These niggas say they drinking, but they drinking bullshit. I'm a Henny type nigga, yeah, I'm fearless when I sip. I drink it straight, no chase, till I can't feel my face. Rubbing on my face like I'm dizzing out, man. I never fly bitch, but drink the Henny till I can't. Henny be my bitch, I let her fuck me in the face. Let her get me bread until I'm throwing up, man. Henny on deck like some aces of the spades. Mob affiliated, real cuckoo in the brain. Six figures, nigga, Henny hitting like a train.
Popping at a yellow bone, bitch quit talking, I ain't here to get your telephone number, I'm just here to be the plumber. I got you busting like I hit you with a plunger. I beat the pussy up and now we smoking on some ganja. No wonder I'm leaning. I poured the hypnotic in my cup and now it's greening, cleaning for another trip for the heman. Rossi, looking like a demon. Eyes hella glossy, homie, give me a reason. I'm really with the shit. Finna bust a nigga face if I take another sip, cause I'm.
Motherfucking life, that's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. And you fake-ass drug dealer, stop. I can't stand a fake drug dealer. If you're going to sell some dope, get you a big bag. Because they're giving out the same action. The Department of Correction bars none. That's right. And I can't stand a nigga. I got a cousin that sell nickel bags. This nigga act like he got pounds in the house. I said, you need to cut that shit out. Just arrogant. So I go to get a sack from the other day, he gonna tell me, throw the money on the ground, the feds. I said, ain't no fucking feds watching this. I was like, nigga, you think the feds is watching us? These little bitty ass bags?
Throw the money on the ground, the feds is on it.
There ain't no goddamn feds watching you.
Somebody told me they had me under investigation.
I said, your baby mama got you under investigation. Take that $40 over there like you're supposed to.
Ah, man, we live right here, people. This is Regular Game Radio, man. We was up in the building. Y'all already know, got to bring you laughs, bring you everything, music, you know what I'm saying? Whatever helps get you through the day. We are live right here on the radio, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah, we get to the end, people. We bring you all kind of shit. Monday, we do My Health, Your Health Monday, where, you know what I'm saying, we find problems to all your illness or something that might be wrong with you. We go into that. Tuesday, we do Tuesday Time to learn the massacre language. That is, we learn it, but we massacre the hell out of that motherfucker. And this month's language is Japanese, so everybody be wondering why I'm talking about konnichiwa, sayonara, and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, because that's the language of the month. Also on Wednesday we do, you know, Wednesday, smoke them if you got them. If you don't, I don't know what the you was doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you doing, but keep doing it. Hey, they keeping you alive. Thursday, you know, it's really kind of up in the air day. You know what I'm saying? It's really, I do Thursday time for music, where I, you know, you really just run all the artists, you know what I'm saying, give them the exposure for that one day, you know what I'm saying, all new music and all that good stuff. So Thursday's time for music. And then Freak the Fuck Out Friday, well, you know, that's just like the title, we freak the fuck out, ain't no telling what's gonna happen, you know what I'm saying, it's pretty wild. All right, let me drop this knowledge on you. We're talking about the moon and everything. First of all, the moon, you might not have known this, all right? The moon is Earth's only natural satellite, all right? It's the fifth largest satellite in the solar system. And everybody's like, well, what the fuck is a satellite? How the hell can it be a satellite? Well, you got to do your research. It's the largest natural satellite in the solar system relative to the size of its planet. A quarter the diameter of Earth and 1/81th its mass, and it is the second densest satellite after LO. Which, when you're reading stuff, people, and you see things highlighted, that takes you off into a more explanation of you know what I'm saying, more in-depth explanation of exactly what the conversation is about. So it's always encouraged that you click on it, find out where it takes you to, learn a little bit more about that, and then come back to what you was actually learning so you can get the whole picture, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, it is in synchronous rotation with Earth, basically synchronized with Earth, so as the Earth rotates, it rotates. always showing the same face. The near side is marked with dark volcanic maria among the bright ancient crustal highlands and prominent impact craters. It is the brightest object in the sky after the sun, although its surface is actually very dark, with a similar reflectance to coal. Its prominence in the sky and its regular cycle of phases have since ancient times made the moon an important cultural influence on language, the calendar, art, and mythology. The moon's gravitational influence produces the ocean tides and the minute lengthening of the day. Motherfuckers didn't know that shit. Who knew that shit? Raise your hand if you knew that shit. Exactly. You didn't know that shit. If you did, you was a motherfucking nerd. You know what I'm saying? Shit. The moon's current orbital distance is about 30 times the diameter of the Earth, causes it to be the same size in the sky as the sun, allowing the moon to cover the sun precisely in total solar eclipses, which, you know, it happens every so months or something like that. And the moon is the only celestial body on which humans have made a manned landing, so-called. While the Soviet Union's Luna program was the first to reach the moon with unmanned spacecraft, yes, people, yes, the Soviet Union, yes, Russia was the first ones to reach the motherfucking moon, not the goddamn propaganda that the goddamn United States be lying about. You bitches weren't the first. But the United States NASA Apollo program was the first to achieve the only manned missions to date. You know what I'm saying? Beginning with the first manned lunar orbiting mission by Apollo 8 in 1968 and six manned lunar landings between 1969 and 1972. The first being Apollo 11 in 1969. And these missions returned over, anyway, a bunch of lunar rocks, which have been used to develop a detailed geological understanding of the moon's origins. It is thought to have formed some 4.5. How the hell do you know? Anyways, 4.5 billion years ago, and a giant impact and the formation of its internal structure in its subsequent history. What the hell? That, how the hell you can measure what a billion is? You know what I'm saying? That's like $1 billion. I'm a billionaire. Like, you ever going to see tangibly what the hell $1 billion looks like or be able to tangibly spend $1 billion? It's because I hand you a piece of plastic and tell you, hey, you got unlimited spending on this card. And then I go to spend it out unlimitedly, and then I max it out. Well, how the hell did I max it out if it was an unlimited balance? Exactly. All right, let me break some down to you about the natural satellite real quick. A natural satellite, or a moon, is a celestial body that orbits a planet or smaller body, which is called the primary. Technically, the term natural satellite could refer to a planet orbiting a star or a dwarf galaxy, which is, you know, a dead galaxy. It used to be, but it's dead now, which is orbiting a major galaxy, but is normally synonymous with moon and used to identify non-artificial satellites of planets, dwarf planets, and minor planets. So as of July 2009, there have been 336 bodies, and I'm talking about dead people, not, you know, damn, there's bodies in space, they dead? No, motherfucker, no. I'm talking about moons and shit, stars and shit. 336 bodies are formally classified as moons. They include 168 orbiting six of the eight planets, six orbiting three of the five dwarf planets, and 104 asteroid moons, which is something totally different. And then you got 58 satellites of trans-Neptunian objects, which, you know, this is all into the space talk and all that. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm interested, but shit, you might not be interested. So if you are interested, go to Wikipedia.com and look up moon. Just type in the moon. And guaranteed, it'll pull up a whole bunch of, you know, pretty cool information, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get all nerdy, you know, like I do. And anyway, some 150 additional small bodies were observed, within Saturn's ring system, but they were not tracked long enough to establish orbits. So planets around other stars are likely to have natural satellites as well, although none have been observed. And this is one thing that I guarantee nobody learned in science class or any other class that dealt with, you know, this astrology and shit. Of the inner planets, Mercury and Venus have no moons. They don't have shit orbiting it. Nothing. Earth has one large moon known as what we call it, the moon. And Mars has two tiny moons. Yeah, they got two little small tiny moons that's orbiting their shit. Phobos and Deimos. Where they come up with these gay-ass names that I don't know, but all right. The large gas giants have extensive systems of moons, including a half dozen comparable in size to Earth's moon. The four Galilean moons, Saturn's is Titan, and Neptune's is Triton. And Saturn has an additional six mid-sized moons, massive enough to have achieved hydrostatic equilibrium. And what we all, you know, joke about is Uranus has five. Yeah, Uranus has five moons. That sounds funny every time somebody says that. Uranus, like, right. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyways, it has been suggested that a few moons, notably Europa, one of Jupiter's Galilean moons, may harbor life, though there is currently no direct evidence to support this claim. Yeah, and I can believe that. If you crazy motherfuckers think y'all the only germs floating around this damn hemisphere, y'all crazy as hell. Yeah, people are. Yes, I said it. Human beings are germs. We ain't nothing but walking viruses and walking germs. Goddamn right. And so there you go. That gives you a little insight on what the hell I looked at. You know what I'm saying? Which is weird. Now I'm telling you, I zoomed in with my little Canon. I got a Canon FS300. With a 41X advanced zoom and a 2000X digital zoom. And when I did that shit to 2000, man, I don't know what the hell I seen. Man, I started seeing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like mystical shit. And I don't know if it was because I zoomed in too fast and my eyes couldn't, you know, process all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Or what it was. But, yeah. At nighttime last night, I was blown. It blew the hell out of me. Yeah. So that's my little moon story, people. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of weird. Kind of weird.
Timmy!
Yeah.
What's up?
Sayonara. It's in the building.
Before you start asking me questions, I got one for you. Is there a lot of drilling and mining going on Uranus?
Right. sorry, people. You know, hey, we got Devin. We still go back to high school every once in a while. Yeah, you know.
Every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is. Hey, when it comes to planetary talk, we don't talk about Uranus. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk about Uranus on this show. We don't swing like that. Yeah. So what the hell did I see, man? You tell me. Explain to me what I see. Explain to me what the hell happened.
I just got in, but you were looking through a telescope?
No. I got a camera, digital camera.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a 2000X digital zoom on.
Okay.
So I aimed it at the moon last night, and then and zoomed in.
Okay.
This is a brief train break, people.
Well, okay. For starters, digital zoom isn't worth shit. You need optical zoom.
Oh, okay. That's what. 'Cause it was blurry. I could see it, but it was like a big blurry eyeball or something.
A digital zoom is the resolution of the image stays the same, only it zooms up closer to that, so it will get blurry and stuff like that. What you need is an optical zoom that the lens really moves. Then you can really zoom in the way it's supposed to. But I guess your camera only has 4 times, 5 times optical zoom at most.
Say 41x advanced zoom, and then 2000x digital zoom. But I don't know what the optical zoom
okay. Well, I don't have the lenses for that, but my telescope can go up to 300 times magnification.
Okay, so I mean, do they normally, is it like a camera, a digital camera on the market that, you know what I'm saying, that would achieve that same ability?
No. What they do is they buy a telescope which is able to adapt a camera on it with some kind of adapter, and they just hook up the camera to the telescope, and they will look through that and take pictures through that for the best quality.
Now, by me doing that, could I fuck the camera up? Can you fuck the camera up by zooming into a bright object? You know, the moon bright as hell, and when I started zooming in...
I don't think so. The only thing that could happen is that you mess your eyes up or something like that. I don't think that you can ruin the camera by it.
Yeah, I had temporary eye loss for a minute after I did that. I mean, because it zoomed in, so I was trying to zoom in slow, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that shit, like, I don't know, it's like the goddamn moon pulled the motherfucking camera lens or something, and it zoomed in real close, and that shit freaked me the fuck out, man. I mean, I was literally freaked out. Like, literally freaked out. Like, I had a goddamn UFO experience or something, you know what I'm saying?
It zoomed in
so quick and close, it was like I literally seen something. Like, I seen some shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you an image of what you will see if you look through my telescope to the moon.
Oh, you took a picture of it?
No. I'm just looking at Google and finding an image how it looks like through my telescope. Posting a link to it right now.
And shout out to Miss Jamie Bond.
The name is Bond. Jamie Bond.
Yeah, this is the female version, you know what I'm saying? Miss 007 is up in the building. Shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. Appreciate you hanging out, checking out the show. That she is a note. That's what we do up in her. And we share a lot of information. You will find out we are a bunch of motherfucking potheads and geeks on this show. Which is shit, you need that, you know what I'm saying? You need some smart people on your motherfucking team. A room full of dumbasses ain't going to get you nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody needs to know how to open up the goddamn, turn the doorknob, and walk out this motherfucker. Shit. You can get in pretty close, but then it don't let you zoom in one time. It don't show the nitty or the gritty, though, what the hell they looking at. I'm talking about getting all the way down there inside one of them craters to see what's inside one of the craters.
Yeah, that's almost impossible. You want to go into outer space?
Well, shit, me. You got to go to who got that big ass telescope?
You mean the Hubble? Or
Kennedy Space Center got a. A big ass telescope that can see, you know what I'm saying, on the surface of the moon.
Well, you can't zoom up too close and you will get distorted images and stuff, and the telescope of the Kennedy Space Center is a little bit more advanced than most consumer telescopes.
Well, no, yeah, I know that. Yeah. But they give you that, you know, they give you that little, that free, they give you, I don't know, you got to pay for it, but you know what I'm saying, you can go and look into outer space and see what the hell you see, you know what I'm saying? see what the you see. And tell you people, it's a weird place out there, man. It's weird. But hey, I tried to do it with the star too, but the star didn't, you know, it didn't come out, you know, bright enough. But then, and me doing that, you know, I can really see how a lot of these dumbass motherfuckers think it's UFOs, you know what I'm saying, in their area. Because a lot of times, if you don't hold the camera still, and I mean,
still, it seems to be moving.
That gives you the effect. Oh, look, there's an object moving. Hold your crackhead ass hand still. Damn. Shaking like a crackhead and shit. Like, oh, I can't keep the camera still. You know, and then that's where you get that old weirded out object, and then people just go back and post it on YouTube anyways. Oh, look,
that
man, that's the UFO news.
Plus the usual people filming satellites, airplanes, balloons, natural occurrences, stuff like that. You got some real freaky shit that can happen when there's lightning. You have a moving lightning bolt across the sky. People will film that. Oh, look, are you? No, it's natural. It just doesn't occur that much.
Oh, when lightning comes, yeah, straight across the sky?
No, you got a phenomenon called lightning balls or something like that, where they actually seem to travel across the sky like in horizontal.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but it don't come down. It just like it's going through the clouds or something. I've actually seen that.
I haven't.
I haven't yet.
But
I've seen that.
It's possible. Yeah.
But see, down here in Florida, I mean, shit, it's the lightning capital of the world. I've seen some crazy shit when it comes to lightning. I've seen some of everything. I've seen lightning, you know what I'm saying, strike a tree a couple of yards away from you, split the tree, slap in fucking half. I mean, I've seen it hit the breaker, the big-ass surge protector that runs everybody the power. It hit that bitch. I mean, you talking about you don't want to even be around that shit. That shit was so scary. The loudness, I promise you, it sounded like a building fucking falling down or something. That's how hard when it hit. Boom! And I mean, it wiped out miles. When it wipes out miles of electricity.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And down here, you know, people started to panic. Well, they're kind of used to it now. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was weird. Goddamn Goofy Bone, you hold the hell on. I'll call your ass back. I want people. Goddamn, I'm call my motherfucking show hang up. I'll call your ass back. Hold on. Goddamn, see how fun of that. Dang, this a game. Y'all hold on, people. And this Muda Neka. Answer the phone. We're attending.
I'm on my new internet now, by the way.
Oh, you got it hooked up? You got everything rolling?
Yeah, I needed to buy a new router. My own router couldn't handle more than 35 megabits.
Yeah.
I'm now on 120.
All right, well, I'm going to have to go for
long.
All right,
check this out. Did you find Stern Show already, by the way?
We downloaded the archive. Man, that shit was... I can't listen to that. His show sucks.
Well,
I don't know how the hell he got all them listeners, but his show sucks. I mean, it sucks ass.
Then we got to prank call his ass and show him how it's really done.
You know what I'm saying? Because that, I want to suck your cock. Oh, yeah, put your cock. Man, what kind of, why do people call up with fag shit, though?
Yeah,
what was the
language error again? He made a very stupid language error. That's what I is talking about, something like that.
Oh, yeah, 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 whatever the hell. He kept getting thrown off when I was playing the effects. See, that's how I told my own girl. I was like, that's how I knew it had to be another show host. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody don't know about no fucking sound effects. They wouldn't say, hey, stop playing all your clips. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with all these sound effects. You know, every other prank caller done called in before. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what the hell going on. So unless you are behind the switch, or you know what I'm saying, or know the basis of how a show runs, you wouldn't know what the hell I'm doing. So I mean, I know it was another host. I know that it was another radio show host, and it was somebody from the XM radio network. And his show was on at this hour though. His show was on at the same time. You know what I'm saying? He on right the fuck now.
Okay.
Come on, bitch. Better luck. I can't fucking find your phone number. You know, call your ass up.
Yeah, I probably won't have one. Somebody who does crank calls on a regular basis won't have an open call in line for their own show. At least
yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well. Y'all already know what time it is, people. We was at the top of the hour. It's time to get off into it. And that is the Nutty News.
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make weekly. And when everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
I know you're excited, dog. Yeah. Time for another news. Another news is brought to you part 5. NuttyNewsToday.com. Yeah. And this is what we do at the top of the hour. We bring you news from around the world. And I mean the world.
The world.
And this news comes from NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy news that you're only going to really hear first. Because nobody else really wants to talk about this type of shit. But I do. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Check this out. We starting this thing off over here in Japan, even though we, because that's appropriate. Konnichiwa, bitches. Yeah. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa.
Sayonara, you know what I'm saying? And it's weird. I don't know nothing else from Japan. I studied that extensively.
Yeah, right. Wow.
I'm fluent, goddammit. I took a whole hour course there. What I wasn't supposed to learn. Over in Japan, and who really cares? Because I don't. But Paris Hilton has been denied entry to Japan. Wow. Japanese immigration official said she was denied entry after 6 hours of questioning. Japan has strict immigration laws that bar entry to those convicted of drug offenses, although exceptions are occasionally granted. The country has taken a tough line with famous figures in the past, although it also grants occasional exceptions. I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg has no problem going to Japan. Anyway, the 29-year-old celebrity was supposed to promote her fashion and fragrance lines at a news conference in Tokyo. Well, I guess your shit stinks over there, lady, because you're not coming in the country. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. In Florida, I think I just heard about this, matter of fact. 84-year-old vet suffers broken neck after police takedown. Yeah, this is our motto. You come on vacation, you leave on probation. All right? And, law enforcement does not play any games. An elderly man is in critical condition after being thrown to the ground by a police officer. It happened near North Orange Avenue after police said Daniel Daly put his hands on the cop. The World War II veteran is out of surgery. He suffered an injury. Doctors at Florida hospitals say only about 10% of people are lucky enough to survive.
Damn.
And he's 84 years old. Boy, that is fucked up. But I'm telling you, people, the police officers nowadays are fucked up. They, if you look at the side of police cars where it used to be, where it used to say to protect and serve, now that shit just don't say nothing. It just, to bust your ass, that's what they need to put on the side, to bust your ass by any means necessary. So that's what they call it. But for the police officer that has thrown the old man to the ground, here's your award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Thank you for the roof-roof. Right. Just a quick warning here, people, if you're new to the show. What we do during the Nutty News time is we have a couple of awards that we hand out, some special awards, whether it be a positive award, a negative award, or whether it be a TAPS award, you know what I'm saying, for a fallen loved one, soldier, dog, cat, squirrel, anything that passed on. Yeah, so you might hear some strange stuff, you know what I'm saying, as such as that award, when people do some pretty stupid and nutty things. They, need to be compensated for it. So, there you go. Anyways, over here in Washington, D.C., a.k.a. Washington Dicks on Chicks, scientists say we can build whatever animal you want to eat.
I don't want to eat any animal that they created.
That you've been, yeah. tinker with the genetics of salmon, and maybe you create a revolutionary new food source that could help the environment and feed the hungry. Or maybe you're creating what some say is an untested frankenfish that could cause unknown allergic reactions in the eventual decimation of the wild salmon population. The U.S. Food and Drug administration, the feds, goddammit, hears both arguments this week when it begins a two-day meeting on whether to approve the marketing of a genetically engineered fish, which would be the first such animal approved for human consumption. Man, y'all got life fucked up. Y'all can keep that shit. Y'all can keep that shit. That will stop me from eating seafood, period. You know what I'm saying? No, man, no goddamn genetically cloned fucking. That's like eating cloned cows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh. All right. Anyway, it's going over here to the UK, nuttiest place on the planet, where my cheap boobs exploded. Not me personally, people. I know you guys were shocked when you said that. So. Yeah, but no. The 27-year-old beautician was desperate to boost her boob size. To a 36B chest, and the results were everything she had dreamed of. But for Lindsay, the happiness was short-lived. 4 years later, the implants ruptured, leaving her in severe pain. Lindsay was one of thousands of British women lured by the promise of bargain boob jobs using implants made by French company PIP, P-I-P.
Damn,
that's fucked up. Boy, your boob. Man, imagine you having sex with her, though. You know what I'm saying? And you sucking on the titty, and then the titty just suddenly go flat and shit, and she starts screaming like, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Shit. What did I do? Did I bite it off, or what? I popped your boobie, or what the fuck? Shit. I think that will be the end of the relationship. Baby, I love you, but, yeah, one flat-titty, I can't fuck with you. Yeah, I can't fuck with you. You need to go get your titty pumped up. Go to the titty clinic and pump your titty back up. But, yeah, I can't fuck with you.
Timmy!
Oh, man, that is too crazy. 41 Deuce is in the building.
Hello!
Pretty much know who this is. You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
Wednesday is. Tuesday.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad
and Xbox?
I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com.
Wow.
Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
Why not? Where the fuck do you get that?
Go to bid66.com right now.
Oh, man, we're going to redo your goddamn promo for you, man. Shit.
I'm telling you, I like that dog in there.
Well,
the dog doesn't come cheap.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody told me you like that doggy style. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Isn't kennel ration the main delicacy in the Netherlands?
Oh, man. Isn't who?
Kennel ration.
No. It's sleeping ATM. What the hell is that? She's sleeping at the ATM?
Who?
How you fall asleep at the ATM? Heavenly Angels. You shout out for Heavenly Angels.
At the moment. ATM. At the moment.
Money's
coming out real slow.
No, I was just fucking with you.
Hey, how about that boxer was on the show the other day on Marie Shea?
Yeah. Shout out to Haseem Umar. I don't know if he won his fight or not, but we need to check on that, see if he...
Oh, that's Saturday night, I think, the 25th. I will
oh,
check.
Oh, okay, so the bout is coming up.
Yeah, the bout's coming up. And I think he's going to tell the guy to dig a hole and get in it, and he's going to smack him on the back of the head with a shovel.
People, what we're talking about is Haseem Umar, who was on the Mari Torres and Mr. Mike Solution show, the BIM radio network right here on Blog Talk Radio and all the way across the internet. And they had a special guest, boxer from South Africa, from Uganda, who's a professional boxer now. But who was actually, if anybody's seen the movie Blood Diamonds, then you know that's the best fucking
description for
description. Yeah, that we can kind of give you because if you watch that movie, then you understand where this brother done came from and the obstacles that he done overcame, and he actually joined the rogue military's boxing organization in order to basically escape. And get his ass over here to America.
Didn't he say his mother was still over there? And he was going over to see her? That's what I got out of it. His mother is still over. I figured they'd be holding her hostage or cutting her toes off or something.
Well, I guess it depends on where, you know what I'm saying? Because that army that they talking about, they don't take women and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They kill everything
and take the
kids.
When he came over to fight in San Antonio, Texas. He came over with the Army boxing team of Uganda, and he came over to fight other armies in the world, okay? And the plane stopped in Washington, D.C. for a layover before it went to San Antonio. Well, he jumped off the plane in Washington and went for political asylum. So I'm thinking if his family was still over there, I'm sure he'd be fucking with his family.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I ain't going back to motherfucking fight. Fuck that. And
right.
When I stack my goddamn loot up, family, I'll send for y'all ass. But right about now, I'm fighting for freedom. That's the way I look at it. The man fighting for freedom. You know, he ain't got nothing to motherfucking lose, and that's the worst fucking person to ever fight against. A person that ain't got nothing to goddamn lose. Because they will take your fucking head off and won't even give a shit. And
no,
I think he's that type of person.
He looks like a rough dude, man.
I really think he's that type of person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to meet him in a back alley, dark alley.
Yeah. Made a video for it using Asian message girls. Oh, yeah? Oh, that's what's up. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, man. Got some new videos out on YouTube. We got Easy Ride up in here from Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pennsylvania. Everybody out there. We got Miss Jamie Bond. Jamie Bond. And she's representing Newark, New Jersey, up in this Muranica. And then we got all the way from the Netherlands. And I mean the Netherlands. Mr. Sayonai and friend, Dog Boy Wonder in the background. Goddamn Dog Boy Wonder. That's a new one. Yeah, man. So, Easy, man. How you doing today, my brother? You know what I'm saying? Been a little minute since you've been swinging by the show. Well, what's up with bid66.com? How is everything?
Huh? Where is he gone to? Okay.
When people ignore me, people, you know what I say.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't want a free promo for his website?
Well, hey, I don't know. He's somewhere around. He's still on the line. His goddamn phone is hung up or something. He'll be back. Anyways, people, let's keep it moving on over here to Illinois. What the fuck is a cereal panhandler? Come the hell on, man. Come on, people. I mean, are you fucking serious? A cereal panhandler is arrested for the 253rd time. Well, that would probably tell you that this motherfucker is still broke for the 253rd time, goddammit. Damn. Daryl Marlowe, 55, who told officers he lives in the 400 block of West Oak Street, was arrested at 2:05 a.m. outside Stone Lotus, where he was disturbing patrons who were waiting in line to get inside. A police report said that he entered the line and approached people in the line. He held his hand out to ask for money, and officers saw people shaking their heads to indicate no, but he followed them and continued to hold his hand out, blocking their path. Oh, yeah, well, definitely. You get your motherfucking, you would definitely, you know, I would cuss your ass out, me personally. But on this show, you just get an award. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, they get arrested on your day off. Yeah. All right. All right, there's a new YouTube video. Y'all check it out. You know what I'm saying? New song. Well, old song. What? Fuck that. It's new to y'all, goddamn shit. Anybody heard Sexual? Heard that in a long time. I ain't played that in a long time. I'm going to play it after the news, though. And I got a new video out. You know what I'm saying? Go to YouTube.com. Straight Note Record. You know what I'm saying? And then, you search for the song Sexual. I'm pretty sure it'll pop up. I'll check that out. New song from Straight Note Records. You know what I'm saying? All right. And back in Florida. Yeah, for some reason. Homeowner shoots burglar. Yeah, and the homeowner is arrested. And people, this is so fucking true. We have this dumb ass shit law down here. But the only problem of that is when you shoot somebody in your home, you got to make sure you ain't got shit in your home. Because the fucked up part is they gonna come searching your shit after you done shot somebody. So they're going to put you on an investigation. So, yeah. I say that to say that the husband and wife were sleeping in the home at the time when two intruders broke through the bedroom window. Deputies say the husband was able to grab his loaded gun near the bed and open fire, hitting one who was masked once in the head. The other was hitting the torso. While processing the home, detectives say they found illegal narcotics belonging to the homeowner and charged Jose Luis Oyola Aponte for having a long-ass goddamn name. Shit. Well, not really, but damn. Yeah, of 37. Damn, that's fucked up. I would have arrested your ass for that long-ass name. Jose Luis Ayola Aponte. God damn. Look, is you married, mother? Carrying on your wife's maiden name? Yeah. But, yeah, people, he still gets an award. Beam on Mr. Goofy mowing up and giving this an award. Excuse me, people, I got to get an award real quick.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean.
Ain't that the truth?
You call the police and you go to jail. Boy, look at here. Why did you do that?
Help me.
Let me do that. What? Oh, man. What is this?
Hey, smell it.
Yes, sir. Goofy Bone.
What's popping, partner? No, I said we're using massage, Asian massage girls for the sexual song. We shot some of the video yesterday, but we're waiting for some other Asian massage girls to work today, so we're going to finish the video today.
So, yeah, you got to go to the massage parlor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they give y'all permission to use the...
Shouts out to Bella Salon Spa. All those lovely little Asian. Oh, man, it's one of those Asian massage parlors that always leave you off.
Right. They're one of the ones that haven't gotten busted yet. Oh, well. Oh, Did I say that?
Well,
that's
know,
only here in Florida, people. That's only here in Florida. They
after this, they
might all the motherfuckers here.
They fuck off. They fucking shut down a lot of them over here.
Oh. Anybody ever been there? Well, matter of fact, goddamn, Easy Riders, you still on the goddamn phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You ever went to an Asian massage parlor?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, down in Myrtle Beach. They had a bunch of them down there. They were importing these girls in because when they get busted, they wouldn't have any green cards and that. And as soon as they left, they'd have a new crew come in. They'd get them from New York, and then they'd bring them down from New York down to Myrtle down there, you know. So as soon as the crew got busted, a new one was there the next day.
Wow.
Boy, did they know how to give you a massage, too. Forget the sex part of it. I mean, they really knew how to give you a rub. I'm telling you, man. They'd get up on top, they'd give you a deep tissue rub. And they would get on top of you and put their skinny little elbows in you and their little feet they got on them, you know, they'd dig them feet into you. And then they would
get yeah, little feet and shit. Yeah.
Well, what was nice
regular-sized feet.
Oh, no, what was nice is when you go to one of their spas, they put you on this real big table, like, you know what I mean? And they got it like a hose, and they scrub you down real good. You know what I mean? They believe in being real clean. And they scrub you down, boy, with one of those, I don't know what the hell you call it. It's like a sponge-like, but it's real rough-like.
A loofah.
A loofah,
goddamn.
You're right. You're smart. Okay, and... They get all your dead skin off you and that. I mean, they really do a good job. And then they hose you off and that, and then they lay you down and they get these hot rocks. You can get these hot rocks like, and they put these hot rocks like down your spine. Okay, and boy, I tell you what, they really give a good rub. I mean, when I go to one of them, believe me, the sex is the last thing on my mind.
Damn. So what? How much that cost you?
It was like about between $60 and $80.
God damn, no. Fuck that. I'm fucking something. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Let me tell you how it really goes down, if y'all really interested in wondering how it really goes down.
Oh, wait.
I don't know if y'all are interested.
but it's official, you know, stripper.
These $20 ones you get down Florida.
Tell us how it's really done. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry.
Wait, check this out. This one, you go there, I mean, the women are very nice, respectful. They want to be treated good, and they're going to treat you good in return. And I tell you.
Damn, you didn't say gooder. I'm surprised. Motherfuckers be talking some gooder. What the fuck is gooder?
$140 for around the world and I.
That's nice girls.
And nice girls.
Take them home to your mama.
Right.
It's coming to dinner, mama.
I was having the time of my life with just recording some of these broads. And it was hella fun.
Well, they mimic.
So are they naked when they do the massage?
Nah, they wanted extra cash for being naked. So, you know, I just said, you know what, just being, because they have sexy outfits. So I just said, hey, just be in the, you know, your sexy outfit, do a little dance, and then I'll fix you from there.
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We got
man.
One down here. I might have a swing by it.
They're nice. They're called, the one up here, they're called Tokyo Spa. And, you know, you got to call once, Smelly, see what the rates are.
Yeah, matter of fact, I want to goddamn go down there and do a show from that motherfucker. Man, let me come down and do a live show from that motherfucker.
I try to do a show, but they get all embarrassed. They get all afraid that the cops are going to fucking do something.
They are paranoid. They are really paranoid. Down
they're
still
paranoid and shit.
Yeah. You got to say to them, you got to go, T.T. Sun Front. T.T. Sun Front.
What?
Because what I was going to do is I was going to broadcast there and then shoot the little webcam on Tiny Chat. And they don't know about Tiny Chat, so I was just going to do that. But then they're all scared, saying, oh, what if the cops come and da-da-da-da. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
I'm looking for local images, videos. No, I need local, goddammit.
Well, what are you looking for?
Massage parlor here in Tampa.
Oh. Look up ffredbook.com.
Look up slanted pussy.
And
see, here we go. Three arrested in undercover Asian massage parlor bus. This is in Tampa. Yeah, this is in Tampa. Let me go ahead and get into that. All right, I know they're gonna name all the names and shit. This comes from punk ass Channel 10 News. Lying ass motherfuckers talking about they the leaders in news like I am. Oh, everybody. And this is right where I stay down the street from, Kennedy Boulevard. And you'll see sign after sign, Asian spas advertising massages. But police say giving much more. Captain Paul Driscoll, Tampa Police Department, I can't say for certain that every Asian massage spa in the city of Tampa is committing prostitution. I can just tell you that many of them are. In another cover sting, Tampa detectives busted Bangkok. Bangkok Health Club Massage and Magical Health Spa, arresting three. The captain said there are unsuspecting citizens that actually go to these places thinking they're going to get an actual massage, and in many cases they do. But then they find out there are more services that are offered and that they are very offended by. I thought, why saki with massage? Yeah, I'm with that. Police say shutting the businesses down is more difficult than you may think. All arrested are charged with practicing health care without a license. It's a new tactic detectives are using since bringing prostitution charges gets harder as the girls learn to maneuver the system. Fucking right. Every action is the opposite of an equal reaction. Shit. And police say whatever the want the patron, or in this case us, use the undercover officer to do is to completely disrobe, be completely naked, and we, as police officers, can't do that. They know that. Oh! So that's how they get them. They want you to get butt-booky naked, goddammit. And if you're a police officer, hey, you ain't going to do that anyway.
Well, you know what they places, hey, I used to work at one, all right? And you know what they used to do? We used to have to plead, we used to make the guy, if they had a little suspicion that the guy was a cop, then they would make the guy lick the girl's you-know-what. And they would call that in court, you know, he would excite the girl. And, you know, we would win the case because he was getting the girl excited by giving her, lip therapy or whatever you want to fucking call it. Yeah, yeah. He would entice her to do sex. Yep.
Okay, well, we need to look up Sukai Sukai Bonner or Sucker Bonner or Sucker Boner.
Boner.
What the fuck kind of name is that? Steve, y'all pronounce this for me. Somebody
Smelly, here's the spa. You want me to call it on three-way? Hang on. Let me see if I get him on there. Hang on one second. I'm going to call him.
Now tell me what that is. Sucky Boner? Sucker Boner. we're waiting on Easy Rider. Okay.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Or has been fucking busted. Yeah.
Error. Please check the number.
Hey,
try your phone.
Is that goofy?
Thank you.
Huh?
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
That was for real.
Look at the number say the bitch disconnected. Shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Owns two spas not involved in the bus. I want to run clean business. Sukai Boner owns two spas and says lumping all of the businesses in the city together is fair. Owns two spas, blah, blah, blah. What's the name of your goddamn spa, man? They need to build a yarn against its owner, which takes both time and resources. To close bad shops, they have to build a year-long racketeering case against its owner, which takes both time and resources. Yeah, and a bunch of horny-ass fucking officers that got to go up in the goddamn place all the fucking time. And be honest that, yeah, no, oh, no, they're not doing anything. Yeah, imagine that. Fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, man, somebody tell me what the hell. Somebody said prostitution should be legalized, but the public isn't allowed to vote on it, and our representatives won't vote for it for fear of ridicule. Too bad. The government could sure use the tax dollars, but apparently they'd rather cry and whine about being broke. Hey, well, that's true, because you got to think about how the fuck Germany is, you know what I'm saying, how the hell they got legal prostitution. Because they run brothels, and the brothels, they charge the goddamn hoes to stand in the window. And make them hoes get motherfucking HIV tests dead every week or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And they run it like a business. You know, which that's what you got to do if you're going to do some shit like that. But, that is weird. All right. Well, God damn it. I was looking for, I wanted to call one. Fuck it. All right. God damn it. We're going to move on. Fuck it. Going over here to Georgia, shit. Babysitter, and this is back-to-back cases, people. This is back-to-back two fuck-ups, because I don't know what the hell y'all motherfuckers doing with y'all kids. Babysitter, 11 years old, is charged in death.
Damn.
What kind of shit is that? An 11-year-old baby. Isn't that too young to be babysitting? They supposed to be 16 or 14 or something like that?
No idea.
There'll be the legal age for babysitting. I think it's like 14 or 16 here in the U.S. I doubt if it was 11 years old. You know what I'm saying? 11-year-old babysitter in suburban Atlanta, Georgia, has been charged in the death of a 2-year-old. The babysitter is accused of felony murder and cruelty to children, according to Lieutenant Steve Rose, spokesman for Sandy Springs Police Department. An autopsy indicated she suffered blunt force trauma to her head, torso and buttocks. And it's the parents, man. Why the fuck nobody don't blame the parents? It is no fucking way you're going to leave a child with a child. That makes no fucking sense, people. Damn, that's some sad shit, man. That's some sad shit.
Hey.
Timmy!
We got in the building.
Smelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I cannot.
Trying to find that friggin' hoe house. Hold on. I found one here. It's gonna find it here.
Okay.
Try
he looks
number
better.
Here. Hold on.
I'm trying to get discounted massages, people.
You will try to get a discount massage.
Oh, hey.
Hold on. Motherfuckers are out of business.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Motherfuckers are out of business.
That must tell you something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me see if...
There's one here.
Try another one here.
Where is his damn business, though? Boner, Duck Boner.
Boner. They're all out of
the
business.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Every one of these motherfuckers out of business.
I wonder why.
Lucky Dragon, yeah. Hold on.
Lucky Dragon,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds like a goddamn restaurant. We have massage parlor in the back door. Yeah, I bet you do. Papers provocative Michael Vick headline, the Philadelphia Daily News. What's happening with him?
Smell it, huh?
Hello, how are y'all? Konnichiwa. Bitches. Okay.
Hey, sir. There's another one here.
They're busy massaging.
There's another one
working,
here.
They're busy working somebody over. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. All right, let's see. We got SB Health and Beauty Spa. Nourish Skin and Body. Sunrise Earth Spa Natural Beauty. Pia Aesthetics Day Spa. Healthy Joint. Chiropractic. Shop. Yeah, but see, all these are, I was experiencing a few problems with my skin. Staff, top notch, no, very good value. Active life, going to chiropractic experience, none of these are Asian, though. Okay, let's look up Asian.
This one here's got to be one. Hold on.
Yes, people, we have nothing else to do with our life but to call Asian massage parlors and try to goddamn get a free rub on, goddamn it. Fucking right. Yeah. Let's see here. Loy gives excellent massages. Okay. I think I found one, people.
Motherfucker!
Maria's professional massage on Tampa Road. That's
call this number right here.
That's right down
there. Call this number.
Wait a minute.
408-369-8866.
Wait a minute.
Y'all got shit that all out of area. I'm trying to find.
408-369-8866.
I'm goddamn getting me a free massage discount. Hey, I'm Howard Stern's his friend. Yeah, he sent me to get a free massage by you guys, and he said you guys give excellent hand jobs to the back, that is. Right. A super-duper relaxation full body is for 60 minutes is $65. For 90 minutes is $85.
Wow, that's expensive.
Deep tissue, 60 minutes is $85. 90 minutes is 125 couples in the massage, any two persons. 60 minutes for 140 deep tissue, 170. 90 minutes is 170. And then for deep tissue, it's 250. Jeez. If you want the Dunn's River Heated Stone, you get 60 minutes for $95 and 90 minutes for $165. Or you have a pee in the pod, which is pregnancy, must be at least 3 months in pregnancy, 60 minutes for $75 or 90 minutes for $85.
Damn.
I'm in the wrong business. I need to go put my hands on some women. Shit. Damn. In a good way, that is. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I talk about $40 an hour. I'll be right on in there doing what it do. All right, we finna call Chang Maria's professional massage.
Yeah. Maria Chang. Here we go, people. Hold on.
Massage.
Ah, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
All right. Just want to know, what services do you offer down there?
I was talking to the bitch. I thought you were there.
Get your ass off the motherfucking line. What the hell you doing? I'm talking.
Who is this?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, we're on the radio right now. That's one of my listeners. Yeah, doing a retarded outburst. Sorry about that. Got a couple of questions for you. Today's show, first of all, you're on Wrecking the Game Radio.
On what radio?
You're on Wrecking the Game Radio. This is an online radio station that has the world listening in right now. Today's show, we actually got into talking about massages. And since I stay here in Tampa, Florida, actually right down the street from you guys, I've been trying to find out massage parlors. Specifically, Asian.
A massage parlor. Facility. I wouldn't qualify myself as a massage parlor. A massage office.
What's the difference?
Massage parlor seems to have a bad negative connotation to it.
Oh, okay. And but you do offer a massage, though. So you're more what, clinical or?
Yes, more clinical, definitely.
More clinical. Okay, so what kind of services do you offer?
I offer the deep tissue, the neuromuscular, the Swedish relaxation, sports.
What's your price ranges? Like, what are your price ranges?
Average, 60 an hour.
60 an hour.
The average. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just seen that on a couple of Californian websites, actually. But it's kind of weird. So let me ask you something. When the whole little thing went down. Okay, so you're not an Asian. Are you Asian?
I happen to be Asian. I was born Asian, yes.
Oh, okay. I mean,
but I don't advertise my practice as an Asian massage parlor.
Right. Well, I've seen it. It just you basically use your name, Maria Chang.
No, I use Maria's professional massage.
Do you use Asian techniques?
I can do a little bit. Yes, Asian is considered when you walk on people. That's Ashiatsu. That's Asian, I guess.
How about the hot stones?
I don't do hot stone. I do bamboo. I use bamboo instead. I warm up bamboo sticks on a heating pad.
Bamboo sticks. Wow.
Does your hands ever get tired? How many massages can you do a day?
I can do it all day long.
Really? I mean, I guess
you
build strength
like
up
after, you know? Exactly. You build strength in your hands and knuckles and arms.
Are you American trained or was you trained...
I was American trained, yes.
American
I
trained.
Did all my training in the U.S.
So how did you pick up the Asian techniques?
You go to other courses after
finish your school, and
then sometimes in school they teach you some Asian techniques too, because it's good to integrate both the Eastern and the Western.
And you don't do anything like acupuncture or anything like that, do you?
No, that takes 2 years of schooling.
Do you do house calls? Do you take a table, like, and go to people's houses?
I do occasionally, yes.
That's what we used to do. Me and my ex-wife, we would, have a lady come over, and she would bring another person with her, and we would both get massages, at the same time. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, couples massages, yeah. I'm a solo practitioner, so I'm just a one-person show. It'd be you and then your wife or vice versa.
Right.
You hiring?
No, I'm...
You know, I'm skilled with my hands. You know what I'm saying?
Are you really?
Yeah.
You use your elbows on people? You use your elbows a lot?
Are you? Yes,
your
I do.
Elbows. Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I'm an elbow person.
See, I like them deep tissue, because you can really get in with them elbows, you know?
Yeah, I love doing deep tissue. That's actually my favorite modality, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. What kind of advertisement do you do as far as for your business?
Just the internet. Internet, Google, and networking through...
Would you ever be interested in doing a live show, like if a patient was cool with it?
I'm not very articulate on the radio.
No, I'm talking about me. If I stayed about 15 minutes down the road from you. I stayed right here off of Memorial Highway. So I'm right there. But I do.
Oh, I'm not on Tampa Road anymore, though. I'm all the way in Clearwater now.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I used to be there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, this when you do the Yahoo search, that's what it pulls up, the old.
Oh, it still has me on the old,
yeah.
The old location.
Yeah.
See. Yeah, I'm about 20 minutes away from the old location, 15, 20, depending on how quickly I drive.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, because that's what I like to do. I like to do, you know, on-the-spot little interviews, you know, to, you know, put businesses out there in a higher light. And,
how's the economy affecting you?
It's a, you know, it's definitely hit me a little bit, but not to the point to where I have to close down my practice.
No, I mean, but you have noticed that people are not getting as many massages or not as often?
Yeah, I've noticed there's been a decline in the amount of people, for sure.
You use organic products on people? Do you have any preference on what products you use?
Yeah, actually, I do. I use organic coconut oil. That's a good question.
Cooking oil?
No, coconut oil.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know they had organic cooking oil.
Yeah, they do organic cooking oil.
Yeah.
The stuff that, you know, in Thai restaurants, the stuff they're supposed to use to cook your food with, the coconut oil.
What about wraps and stuff? Do you get into any, body wrapping?
Yeah, I just keep it simple. Yeah, I don't do any spa.
No hair removal? Hair removal or anything?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's simple.
He's got a hairy back, so we're looking for some help for him, you know. We're going to fly him.
I don't mind working on hairy backs. I'm used to that.
Well, he's in Pennsylvania, so that's going to be a little difficult to get him over here. You know what I'm saying?
He's in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I got California on the line, Pennsylvania. I got the Netherlands. My co-host is over in the Netherlands.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We got, who else we got? Texas, New Jersey, and Ohio. All those people are actually on the show, but only three are actually on the telephone right now. So Pennsylvania is the one. This is my friend of mine named Easy Rider. He's in Pennsylvania. And then I have another co-host of mine from the Netherlands. His name is Sidenine. He's actually in the Netherlands right now, overseas.
Cool.
And then you have Mr. Goofy Bone, who was in San Jose, California.
He's a player.
which in California, I mean, it seems like Asian massage parlors are like everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere here in the Tampa Bay area as well.
Well, we were calling, I was calling in Pittsburgh, they were all closed.
Oh, really? Why?
I must have called 10 of them, and every one of them were closed.
Oh, maybe they're only open during...
No, out of business. Their phone said out of business.
Really? Even Asian massage parlors?
Yes.
Interesting. Because you would think those places would never go out of business.
Well, I think there's a lot of controversy with these Asian massage parlors. I'm sure there's some girls coming in illegally with no green cards. I'm sure that's going on.
Yeah, I've never been in one, but I hear stories.
Right. I'm sure you're in the industry.
Now, so are you Asian? I don't even like to use that word. Cause that sounds so stupid, but Asian American.
Yes, I'm Asian American.
That's
you can tell, I don't have the accent, and when I try to do an Asian accent, people make fun of me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can speak Asian, but I can't fake Asian.
Where were you born at?
No, I was actually born in France, but I've been in the U.S. since I was five. So.
Oh, okay.
You was born in France.
I'd be born in France, made in France.
And
does he speak French?
No, I don't speak French. I speak Chinese.
Was your parents anybody in the service?
No, they went over to France they went over to Europe on their visa for school.
Oh, cool.
On the student visas.
You just happened to be conceived in the city of love.
Exactly. Where else better, right?
Hey,
Paulie Rufonse?
No.
Real English on that one. No.
No.
Ain't no faking. All right. Well, that's what's up. Hey, I did want to give you a little free promo opportunity. So if you'd like to give your contact information or however anybody can come and get a massage or utilize your services, please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. You mean as far as my address and so forth?
As far as everything, they catch you out online, if they can, see some of your services online or anything, however they can contact.
Yeah, website is mariasprofessionalmassage.com, and like I said to the radio host, I do deep tissue, neuromuscular, sports massage, a little little bit of relaxation. I do cupping as well, cupping massage, which is used by the Oriental doctors, which is a very effective technique. It can be done lightly or deeply, and it's great for women who, you know, for people who have fluid retention, help with the reduction of the appearance of cellulite. What else?
You damn still need that in the U.S.
Exactly. And the Ashiatsu, you know, I've got the poles to walk on people. I've been practicing that. I do a little bit of the Thai stretching massage where I try to, you know, contort you into yoga poses. And I'm not a big person, but I'm tougher than I look.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit. All right, well, yeah, so I get a discount, right, for this free promo opportunity, right? No, I get like
sure, I'll hook you.
$2 off or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'll hook you.
Extra coconut oil or something, you know.
I'll have a
show. I'll stack my chips up, come on down there, you know, and get my back cracked and all. So let me ask you something, too. What's the difference between you and, say, like, what the hell is that damn place called?
Massage Envy?
No, I almost said Club Envy. That's the strip club.
Oh.
So
oh,
that,
no.
That's not what I was talking about. No, it's called First Health.
What's that? I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's a crooked pyramid scheme set up with 1-800-ASK-GARY. And they got their own, you know, like little healthcare place. They come and you go and they do. I got into an accident and they sent me through this crap. That's what it was. So when they laid me down on the table, they put me on this machine that has, like, rollers on it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it rolled. Oh, it wasn't cool. Because it rolled. It was like I was a piece of bread, and it kept rolling me out. You know what I'm saying? Which actually was hurting me more than it was.
Doing more damage than
Yes, I mean, are you completely hands-on, or do you use machines and stuff like that?
No, I'm just my hands. Well, I use bamboo sticks sometimes. I promise that I don't beat hard. It's more like rolling you into dough, that kind of rolling.
Oh.
It's nothing like the rollers. But, yeah, it's pretty much just hands-on, feet, hand, feet, elbows.
And you do the reset the spine and all that?
No, I don't do that. Yeah, that's for me, that's in the realm of chiropractic when they adjust your
spine.
Yeah,
that shit didn't work. But I guess that's what they thought it was. I'm going to reset it, and then you walk out the building. And
set it and forget it.
Yeah, but
I'm just old-fashioned massage therapy.
Oh,
the simple stuff.
All right. Well, that's where are you located at? Go ahead and give us your address and.
Yeah, I'm in North Clearwater on U.S. Highway 19, 25400 U.S. Highway 19 North, Suite 242, in Clearwater 33763. Right in the thick of U.S. Highway 19.
I'm talking about. And what's a contact number for you?
727-504-5437.
There you go. And you have email. Do you, like, take email orders or something like
that? Yeah, they can reach me online. It's maria@mariasprofessionalmassage.com.
All right, there you go, people. And that will do it. We've taken this all the way up to the last 1 minute of the show. And I'd like to thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very
much. You know what I'm saying? For being a good sport for most people here when – you know, they hear somebody from the radio and they're like, oh, he's just going to prank call me. And that was actually the intention, but then you start talking a little too educated. So we had to actually take that to another level, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And be some serious with you. But if you would have answered the phone.
Can I ask her questions since all y'all were asking her questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, how long you been masseusing for?
I have been a licensed massage therapist for almost 4 years.
4 years? What made you get into that field, if you don't mind me asking?
I worked for a chiropractor for a long time, and I've always, you know, like physically inclined types of jobs and activities, so I figure it was a good suit for me. Plus, I like helping people.
Hmm. Okay.
It's very satisfying helping people feel better.
Yeah,
I'm just calling from California because, you know, I see that you're the professional massage therapist. You know, I've been to some massage places that are, you know, the typical Asian massage. You go in there, you get a happy ending, and you come out feeling relief. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, you keep doing your job, and, thank you for taking the time to having this interview on my friend's radio show.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It was fun. It was different.
And don't get caught up in the American greed.
No, if I was, I'd be driving a Lexus nowadays.
Oh, well, that's the American greed, girl. Oh,
instead of a BMW.
Better get you a Toyota and save on gas. You better think economic right now. You
exactly.
Know
that's economic. Why I drive my Honda.
Oh, well, see? So you know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's why I'm not driving the BMW or the Lexus or Lamborghini.
Oh, you got that
Honda's a good
right
car.
Now.
It lasts a long time. I got 400,000 miles out of my Honda. 400,000.
Yeah. Brother, that means it's time for you to get rid of that shit.
This is years ago, years ago, when I was born.
Right. And then you pass that on to your daughter, and now she got 800,000 miles.
Well, if it's 100,000, then you can trade it in.
You know what I'm saying? We got 1,000,000 miles. I need a new car. Yeah, you're going to need one. So that's what's up. Hey, and at any time, you know what I'm saying? If you have me sitting around the office, you can actually listen to the show online.
Okay, what is the station again?
And this is the online internet station. It's called blogtalkradio.com. And it's / WDGE radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, blog, BLOG, talk, and then radio, all one word, .com, and then the old / thingy.
Uh-huh.
And WDGE radio.
WDGE radio.
Is it a forward slash or is it a backward slash?
I don't give a damn.
It's forward
slash.
Forward, back, side
slash.
Slash
you with a bamboo.
Put a slash there.
That's right. I slash you with a bamboo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so, you know, we definitely
on. Oh, you're on all day long.
Well, not all day long.
12 to 2. Okay.
12 to 2, and that's because, you know, Pennsylvania, California, most of these places are. You get a morning type show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Versus
the drive-through traffic.
Yeah. So if you happen to be sitting around, you know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm gonna come up and actually see you at your office anyway. And I'll bring some of my cards and stuff. You give me some of your cards.
Bring some money.
We network. Yeah, we network.
Do you mind if we do commercials for you?
Oh, that'd be cool. I mean, it hits the Tampa Bay area too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, because we all have, well, some of us all have radio shows on here. Mm-hmm. Well, most of, well, you know, we touch different sectors. I mean, we're in Australia, we're in, and
we
worldwide. So it's like, you know, you'll get a lot of publicity. You know, say someone goes to Tampa, they need a, you know, massage. Boom,
yeah.
You know.
And you get my show tonight at 11 o'clock. I have a show at 11 o'clock tonight on Blog Talk. That's Easy Rider, EAZYRIDER. Yes, guys, I do have a show at 11 o'clock tonight.
I can't believe that. Wow.
Yes, I do.
Well,
yes, I do.
Well, that's going to be hot. Well, hey, this is what we're about, networking, you know what I'm saying, and helping people help us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it's all about nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, and that's definitely. So you sound single. Are you single?
No, I got a boyfriend.
Oh.
Well, that's single.
Yeah, you know, it was just fun. It was just funny, like, you know, I was like, well, I thought you would say, well, what the hell does a single person sound like?
I don't know. What the heck does a
You know what I'm saying? You, like, nah, I got a boyfriend. Oh, okay. Well, I'll make sure I keep my flirtatious tone down. As I come to your office, you know what I'm saying? I'll make sure.
All right.
I chill out.
Okay, but I can handle them all, you know, because I've got my bamboo sticks in the background just in case anybody asks.
Oh, you know, it's all good to me.
I know how to use them well.
You know what I'm saying? I like an extensive workout. It's all good. All good.
I'll give you an extra 20 to beat them on the head with them.
Oh, don't worry. I'll put them in a guillotine. How about that?
Mm.
Oh, that's with my ass out. I don't think that'll be cool. If I'm sitting down, yeah, because you know.
Is that the standard equipment for a massage chair?
That's an add-on training that I like to do on the side.
It's time for your caning. So you give caning?
Just handwork. I prefer handwork. Hands-on, guillotines, arm locks, arm bars.
Wow.
Oh, you watch wrestling?
Yeah, I watch the MMA.
Yes,
oh,
do.
That's not wrestling. That is not. MMA is not wrestling.
Okay.
MMA is Yeah, that is reality. Yeah, that's
Tito
that's,
Ortiz might be on my show tonight.
Who?
Tito Ortiz.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he might be on her.
Okay, that's nerd talk to me, because, yeah. Like, what?
Different legal listing subject.
Yeah,
tell
right.
Her, hey, tell her what your name is. Tell her what your name is.
That's all right. I don't even know what your name is.
Oh,
you're
I'm sorry.
Radio,
I'm,
radio.
I'm sorry. I'm DJ Smells So Good.
DJ Smells So Good, because you do smell so good. Huh?
Oh, yeah. You smell me through the phone. That's what I'm
tell her the name of your show.
Oh, yeah.
The
and it's
Starship
Smelly,
Smelly
Prize.
Prize.
That's what we broadcast from.
Planet Starship Enterprise?
Smelly Prize.
Starship Smelly Prize?
Yeah.
Yep.
Starship Smelly Prize. So, you know, I fly around the universe, you know what I'm saying, beaming up groovy chicks and cool dudes, you know what I'm saying, that want to hang out for 2 hours. And that's what we do, you know.
He's really a rich philanthropist.
Music. I'm a who?
A rich philanthropist with nothing better to do. Yeah,
yeah. I just don't give money away. Yeah, right.
That's there you go.
I give away thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I give away rich thoughts. So you can definitely check that out.
Hey, it starts with the thoughts.
Yeah, and anytime you want to call in, write this number down.
Okay, let me write this number.
Because I'm telling you, you know.
You can call
in to
listen.
Call in if you got specials or something that you're running. You know what I'm saying? Like this month, we got a October special or something, and I'm giving, you know, $10 off a massage or something, you know. Call
okay.
me up and, you know, let the world know, because you never know who's listening. You know, that's all I can
That's
do.
Right. You never know who's listening
never
and watching
know.
These days.
Well, I know
Big
who's
brother.
Watching. I know who's watching and listening. But I'm saying on, you know, on
yeah.
the surface. Yeah, on the surface.
Okay, what's your number?
347 is the area code.
Mm-hmm.
237
5125. Okay. Even though you're local, it's
Yeah, well yeah. It's actually that's a New York number that, you know, so we use for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, you just gotta get that worldly appeal. So that's also where this is a lot of, you know, broadcasting is going to New York too, because that's where the actual service and this network is based out of. So if you got, you know, friends or family that might be up in New York, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, hey, you know, I was on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Boom, you know.
Check out the DJ Feel So Good show.
Well, yeah, when it comes to you, that would be appropriate. Feel So Good. Yeah, that would be appropriate for you.
Starship Smelly Prize, DJ Smells So Good.
DJ Smells So Good.
Yeah. But, you know, people call me Feel So Good. I ain't going to
get
all that.
Yeah, it feels so good.
Yeah,
I would not. How he feels.
Who calls you Feel So Good?
Right. I don't feel good right now because I ain't got no. Anyway, today is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Wednesday, presenting to the moon, people, and I've been to the moon literally. And let me ask you something there. What do you go by, Miss Maria or Miss Chang?
I go by just Maria is fine.
You're formal, all right, Miss
yeah,
Maria.
Yeah, Miss Maria.
Okay, Miss Maria.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go soon because I've got a client coming in.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I got to go, guys, because I got to go and watch how she actually – do you do that? Do you do sit-in sessions?
Only if it's a couple, husband and wife, and if they really want to learn some techniques, I'll let them do that.
No, but, I mean, if I want to come in and, you know, just sit and see how you actually do a massage.
If the client is
and the client
well,
is cool
if you got somebody, yeah, if you got somebody who you want to bring in. Be on the table.
Yeah.
He's sick.
I'm
you don't want him
do
doing anything.
Okay, so if I do that, would you do a show? If I brought somebody in, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, hell, we just have to half the hour up or whatever. And then, you know, and put the camera on, and we do a you know, this is, you know, because I do education on this show, too. So that would be real cool to actually get a live version of a real massage, and then go through the different techniques.
Yeah, that's cool.
Of you know what I'm saying, how you actually do the massage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I want to definitely hook that up, and I already got your information, so I'll be locking that in, and it's just coming out. At least just check you out. I want to at least, you know, show some local business entrepreneur.
See you later, Maria.
Support.
I'm leaving. Bye, Smelly.
Okay, it was good talking to you.
Yeah.
and that is what's up. All right, people. Well, as we get up out of here, y'all already know special friends, Michelle and Kate. I do it. You know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all come back tomorrow for Thursday's time for music. Too Much Music Thursdays. Y'all already know how we do it right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. Patience, people. Control. That's real. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Real.
Show me that you care.